Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to on today's show. We'll jump right in. You will hear plenty from Kerwin Bell, the new USF offensive coordinator. A very fun press conference on Wednesday. If you saw him, it was, yeah, you could sort of see, yeah, that's Kerwin Bell, the quarterback I remember who played for the Florida Gators, but now definitely looks like a coach and sounds like he is ready to go and lead the Bulls offense. Kind of interesting. He's always been a head coach. Of course, he was a graduate assistant at Florida, but started off as a high school coach in Ocala, which is generally the area where he's from, and then it just went on from there, most recently at Valdosta State. So he speaks about going from head coach to coordinator, but also going from Division II to, of course, the big Division I level. A lot of interesting things you'll hear. You'll also hear, speaking of interesting, some great news as the Bulls introduce a coach but lose one. And it's still great news for this particular coach, and we'll pass that on to you coming up in our next segment. You'll also hear a couple of clips from the Brian Gregory show last night. We have the full replay for you set to run tomorrow on Bulls Unlimited. And you'll also hear some huge news when it comes to the softball schedule. But we'll start off with Kerwin Bell. And the number one question, of course, what style of offense would he run? The last couple of years, of course, you had read option on a lot of running plays. You had most often no huddle tempo. You had shotgun snaps for the most part. It sounds like a little bit of a combination here coming your way from Kerwin Bell.
We've ran the system for 18 years now. What I did, I was under 11 different offense coordinators in my 13-year professional career. So what I did as I decided to get into coaching, I sort of took a little bit from a lot of people, but two of the main people that I've sort of depended on and sort of used in in the way I built my system was Lindy Infante when I was with the Indianapolis Colts, one of the smartest guys I've ever been around in the profession, and then also Steve Spurrier. And I was a GA under him in 1990, his first year at the University of Florida. And from that point on, that's when I really decided I wanted to be a coach, was that season. And so we utilize a lot of their concepts, a lot with some other people. But it's a pro-style passing game that utilizes a professional passing game with a lot of the spread concepts. So we think we've got the best of both worlds. We can get the ball in the hands of our best players when we need to and when we want to, and try to utilize their strengths in open field situations, which is what the spread is really about. And also then utilize the run game in the spread with our quarterbacks and the ability to sort of keep the numbers in our favor in the run game. But then when we want to drop back and throw the football, we do it on a professional level. I've always said that to me, that's where we separate ourselves from everybody else, is that a lot of spread teams I don't think can professionally drop back and throw the football on an NFL professional top level. That's what we will bring to the table.
If you didn't hear the stat when I mentioned it, the last week when they made the news official he was hired, Valdosta State set a record, Division II, for most points in a season. They averaged 52 in going undefeated and winning the national championship, and there was only 8 yards difference as far as running yards and passing yards. So you've got to have talent to utilize the offense of Kerwin Bell. What does he think about what he inherits?
There's some talent here. What you really like is the guys up front, because listen, we can draw up all the ball plays we want to. We can do all these exciting things, but we got to win the line of scrimmage. That's one thing that we're big on, is be physical up front. We got to be the most physical football team on every Saturday we line up if we want to be good and consistent on the offensive side of the ball. So I like that group that's coming back. You know, I think all of them are coming back that sort of finished the year. They've added a couple guys for some depth and some. I think there'll still be some positions that are up for grabs. Even though there's 5 coming back, I think it'll still be a highly competitive situation up there, which is always good. And then, you know, you got the 2 running backs, you got a veteran quarterback, and you got some receivers that can run and go get the football. So I think there's definitely some parts there we can work with. Like I said in my open statement, I think the big thing is what I try to do. People said, do you play 2 tight ends? Do you play 1 tight end? Do you go with 3 or 4 receivers? We try to put the most explosive players on the field. So we're going to go through spring, and we're going to find out who those explosive players are. And then our personnel groups will depend on that as we go through the season, because you always want to get your best guys on the field. And this system is, we can adapt to any situation we need to to make sure we get our best players on the field. And I think with the group that we have, you know, we'll know more when we get them on the grass out there in spring. But I think we've got a chance to have some explosive players that can really help us score a lot of points.
He did say towards the end that he first guy he ran into was Blake Barnett, and he likes what Blake brings to the table.
It's funny, right when I got here yesterday in the parking lot, it's the first guy I met. He was walking out, and I was walking in. I said, this is a good omen, to, you know, to meet the guy who I think can lead this offense this year. He's got everything you want physically. I don't know much about him, his makeup mentally and the way he approaches the game and you know, how well he's going to catch on to this system. But I know he's played, you know, he's been around some good football in his career. And last year he got a chance to really get in and be the guy. But he's got everything you're looking for. He's a sharp kid. He's got all the physical attributes you're looking for in a quarterback. I think he moves. People don't give him enough credit for that. Just watching him on film, I think he can do some things to help you maybe in the run game to keep the defense honest, that we're always looking for to make sure we don't get outnumbered in the run game. I think he can give us some stuff there. But I think this is going to really help him in his career to be in a professional offense as far as throwing the football. Which is going to be a five progression read, full field reads. Now, after the first step, he may cancel two right off the bat. So he may, you know, it's a rhythm. When he has back step, he's already should cancel two, and he's already one, two, three. He should have his reads as soon as he hits his back foot. And if it's not there, we expect him to hit his check down or run with the football. Let's keep positive plays. I always tell our quarterbacks, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, who I don't know if he was the most gifted probably physically, but it's Peyton Manning. But he probably threw more check downs in the history of the NFL than any other quarterback because he was willing to take what the defense gave him.
One thing that was a staple of the Bulls the last two seasons was the pace of the offense. And, of course, before that with Willie Taggart, sort of the same thing. But Bell says you kind of have to mix it and balance it a little bit.
Well, I think we've got a lot of speed. You know, this offense is predicated about speed. You know, I think you see a lot of guys that play with a lot of big receivers and you know, they throw a lot of jump balls, 50-50 balls. That's not who we are. We're going to go fast, and we're going to try to get matchups, but we're a system-driven deal in that we're going to try to get people open. And we're going to go fast enough to try to keep the defense as simple as we can so they don't have time to really give us all these exotic looks. So you want to go fast enough to do that. But you don't want to go so fast that you're getting outnumbered in the run game or your protections aren't holding up. You want to make sure that you're in control on your side to the point where you can get the matchups and you can get the guys open in space for them guys to be able to utilize their speed. So I'm all about speed, explosive players, because we feel like if we do that, we can find ways to get them in their positive positions on the field so they can utilize that speed. And so that's what we'll try to do is not just go fast, not just call a bunch of plays. We're going to go fast enough, but we're going to also make sure we get ourselves in the right position to give those guys a chance to make explosive plays.
I don't know about you, but he won the press conference, as they say, but most people are undefeated in press conferences. I think you really couldn't help but get excited with the specifics that Coach Bell was mentioning. Now about his relationship with Charlie Strong and how he likes the school's vice president of athletics, Michael Kelly. We do too.
Well, it's great to be back in Florida. You know, I've been here most of my career, other than when I was around playing the game and going all over the country and into Canada and all over. I always came back here, and this is sort of my home, is the state of Florida. But and then with Coach Strong, you know, it's funny, we've known each other for over 30 years. I remember when I was a player, I was introduced to him. He was a young GA at that time, and I was a college football player. And so we've known each other then, crossed paths many times when he was a coach there at the University of Florida, and I'd come back and visit with those guys. And it was always a good relationship. Never like serious, you know, close relationship, but it was something that we always respected each other and we always thought a lot of each other. And I've always respected the heck out of him as a defense coordinator when he first came up, and then, you know, going to Louisville and doing the things he did. he's always had my respect as a coach, and thankful that he gave me a chance to come coach with him. I think it's a good, it's going to be a good pairing, you know, him on defense and doing the things that he can do and as a head coach, and then offensively us trying to score a bunch of points. Well, I think what sold me was, first of all, Charlie Strong. And I know Charlie, like I said, for 30 years, and I've respected the heck out of him as a head coach and as a defensive coordinator, just as a football coach. And not only as a coach, but as a person. I've known him, I've known his family, and he's a guy that I respect the heck of a lot as a coach and as a person. And I think you've got to surround yourself around good people. Just a little chance I've had with Michael Kelly, the AD here. He also I've known from, Alan Verlander and him have known each other. And Alan hired me at Jacksonville University as a great friend of mine and a guy who got me into profession really on the college level and was a great AD for me at Jacksonville University before he left me there at the end. But Alan has known Michael and to hear him talk about him, I just think you got to have somebody above us that is willing to take us to the next level, and I'm excited about him as the AD. I think that's going to put us in a position to do great things here. And so with those two in place above us, above me as the OC, I'm excited about the opportunity to take USF to a different level.
So strong is the relationship, pun intended, that according to Kerwin Bell, it's going to be Charlie Strong worried about the other side of the ball and Kerwin Bell in control of the offense.
I've always been a head coach. When I got into the profession on a full-time basis, I was a player coach up in Canada. I was still playing the game and was offense coordinator there in Toronto my last couple of years. But then from that point on, I've been a head coach. And so, but I really am looking forward to it. You know, and I always said if it was a situation for me, this will be the perfect situation. Whereas the head coach is a guy who I really admire and I trust and I believe in. But he's a defensive guy who that's his side of the ball that he really believes in and that he wants to focus on. And he's, you know, Coach Strong's given me total control to go in and run my own system. It's not an offensive guy sort of looking over your shoulder. It's a guy who, you know, who believes in what we're doing, and he's going to let me take sort of total control on that side of the ball, put in our system, and run it. And so I think it's going to be a great situation. Head coach is a lot of different things that you've got to deal with. And it took away a little bit for me as the offense coordinator. I'd stay in my office and spend the night because that was the quiet time I had to really concentrate on putting in the game plans and things like that, because during the day, all the head coaching duties were so involved. This is going to be an opportunity to really focus on that. My son, Cade Bell, who's coming on as quality control also, he really took a lot off that my plate this past year with him growing up and been a GA for me and been a player for me. He knows my system as good as anybody, probably better than anybody other than myself. And he took a lot off my plate this year, and I thought that really helped us at Valdosta State, the way we were able to play on the offensive side of the ball. But now I get to go back and really focus on that, and I think it's going to really help me to really do the things I want to do offensively, just being the offensive coordinator.
Last from the new offensive coordinator of the Bulls, and that is the question of going from a Division II level to, of course, FCS. And, boy, you're going to like what he has to say here, especially if you have any sort of fondness for Steve Spurrier's offenses, which they were pretty good.
That's funny. People say, I've played at the highest level. I know what great football looks like. I know. And at Division II, we played great football. We executed at a high level. And it don't matter if it's against Division II, Division III, or wherever I was at, 1AA at Jacksonville, because I've just not been, you know, sometimes you can look at that and say it may be a big, big shock for you to come to this level. A guy who's been in D2 his whole life, maybe, that guy, but that's not who I am. Now, I've been in NFL, I've coached at the highest level, and I know what it takes to play and what kind of execution you got to have to be at the highest level. And so, I know what we're going to have to do to get ourselves ready, and I understand that. I understand speed. I remember being on the NFL teams and seeing the kind of speed that I thought SEC only had. And I got to the NFL, I said, that's nothing. SEC's nothing compared to NFL. So I know what we're going against and this level, and we're going to execute. I think that's the one thing about our system is that a lot of people just try to play so fast nowadays, and they try to just run so many plays. And if you look at us, I think the one thing you're going to see is we're going to go fast, but we're also going to try to execute at a very, very high level. And with our spacing, with our timing, with our rhythm of our system, I think you will see. And what I try to do is obtain perfection on the field. That's what got me interested in coaching was when I was in 1990, I never thought I'd coach. I blew out my knee, had ACL reconstruction. I missed a year of football. The Buccaneers released me. And Steve Spurrier hired me as a graduate assistant. When I went there, I seen almost perfection on the field, his first year at University of Florida. The spacing and the concepts of the routes and the rhythm of the system, that's almost perfection. And that's what I try to obtain every day at practice. And I think we'll show that in the game, is how well we execute and the precision that we do it. And I think that will go to any level and be successful.
So I hope you enjoyed that. I know we cannot wait to get things going, even though we have to. You know what? Spring football will be here in the next couple of months, and we'll continue to cover anything related to the football program that comes up. There's still some spots on the coaching staff to fill outside of offensive coordinator, but Kerwin Bell has that taken care of. You heard him mention that his son is going to be a quality control coach as well. Coming up next, you'll hear from the head coach of the men's basketball team. A couple clips from Brian Gregory on the state of the team. Boy, is the softball coach Ken Erickson getting some work done on the preseason schedule. Massive work done. And a coach departs the volleyball team. We'll explain when we come back. This is Bulls Beat on Bulls Unlimited.